The Director General of UNESCO, Irina Bokova, has entreated government to help the youth to make a difference by supporting their creativity and potential through quality education. She observed that young people are seeking to make their mark in all spheres of endeavor and must be empowered to do so. She commended Ghana on its efforts at consolidating its democratic position as the Star of Africa, as well as ensuring sustainable development. Madame Bokova said this when she called on the Speaker and the leadership of Parliament today. She stated that Africa is at a crossroads, and decisions taken today will have a bearing on whether it places itself on a path similar to that of other regions while allowing more value-added growth.
We need to invest in the boundless energy that lies in human creativity and ingenuity. This is why education and capacity building stand at the heart of the UNESCO strategy for Africa, which you may know is a global priority for all of our work. Young women and men we see across Africa are seeking to make their mark. Each of them wants to make a difference, and we must help them do so by supporting their creativity and potential through quality education, through new and relevant skills through science education. We need qualified teachers. We need good universities. We need lifelong learning. These are our priorities of our work with Africa. I wish to commend Ghana for its decision to prioritize human development, including gender equality, as well as science, technology and innovation, in its coordinated program for 2010-2016.
Madame Bokova said UNESCO is adapting the General History of Africa for use in schools to raise awareness about Africa's place as a cradle of humanity.
As Dr. Kwame Nkrumah argued, you need to respect your own identity in order to respect that of others. This is why UNESCO is adapting the General History of Africa for use in schools to raise awareness about Africa's place as the cradle of humanity. We're working with institutions, we're working with the government in any of the aspects you have suggested. The potential of a culture of protection of heritage, of intangible heritage, of developing sustainable tourism, of creating jobs is huge still. And also quality education, as the Right Honourable Minister said, it is not enough for us already to have the pure statistics of how many children are in school. We want to know what they learn, what they come out of school, what kind of citizens they are, what are the skills that they acquire, educated in respect for human rights, in democracy building, in caring about the environment.
The leadership of Parliament appealed to UNESCO to assist Ghana in the promotion of science education and the maintenance of the country's heritage sites. The Speaker of Parliament, Eduardo Ajao, commended UNESCO for its contribution to the development of Ghana and emphasized the need for UNESCO to support in building the capacities of MPs in their work to ensure that they deliver on their mandates.
Since Ghana joined the UNESCO in April 1958, it's become a household name. When I was in primary school, it's one of the popular questions they used to ask. It's a household name all over the place, and I'm very happy to welcome you here. It's an honor down this house by your presence. I will share an experience with you. If you want Parliament to shape policy, if they don't know it, they're as ignorant as anybody. I remember sometime in 2001, the poverty reduction strategy of Ghana was sent to Washington, approved by the World Bank, and we were being introduced to it. I said, where did you get this strategy document from? So how do we allocate resources if you don't know what the strategy is, where MPs do not know? And apparently they came and spoke to a public servant here in Parma when we were in the village campaigning, and it posed a serious challenge. Since then, we have moved from that. So it's very, very important when you come, and your speech is very motivating speech that you've given to us. And to get MPs meeting you is an honor. And so for them to be here shows clearly how they value UNESCO's contribution, which is all over the place. There's slave rules, the World Heritage Sites, and many more. And your personal role, since you became the Director General and trying to bring parliamentarians on board at the IP, Interparliamentary Union level, and all those things.
Speaker of Parliament Eduardo Ajao speaking when the Director General of UNESCO, Irina Bokova, called on him and the leadership of Parliament today.